T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That's right, and I'm coming to you from our studios in Pittsburgh, where I do afternoons at 93.7 The Fan, a local affiliate here on the great CBS Sports Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 206, CBSSportsRadio.com, CBS Sports App, the Radio.com app. You can download that to your Android, iPhone, or smartphone today. Amazing. You learn something new every day. That's the old cliche. Amazing that daylight savings time is now a debate. I guess we've tried to find something or look for something to, you know, polarize and divide us. And I'm learning today that daylight savings time is something that people are, I guess, on one side or the other. I did not know that. The pros and cons of it. But I guess I shouldn't be flummoxed or thrown off by that, because that's just the state of America, where there's a reason to, we're always looking, I guess, constantly for something to get upset about or to rile people up. Anyways, you can follow me on Twitter at the Pony Express. Not really a great segue out of that. Just my timeline, my looking at Twitter, just amazing how many people seem to think that this is a debatable topic. We've only had daylight savings time for, what, 200 years? Now all of a sudden it's something that seems to stick in the craw of some for, I don't know why. I'm really just thrown off by it. You can follow me on Twitter at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can follow us at CBS Sports Radio. I have an NFL story here that I love, that I'm really excited to talk about, because I think it's a question. Now I guess I'm falling down the daylight savings time rabbit hole. It's a question that I think probably is intended to get opinions on both sides, because I don't think it's an easy answer. But I think people try to make it one. I think there's some complications to this, but I think it's a strategy that has a place in the NFL as long as the draft is structured and set up the way that it is. And by that, I mean the worst team gets the first pick and on down to pick 32, where the Chiefs, the Super Bowl champs, pick every year. Your draft order is determined by your order of finish, reverse order of finish. Worst team goes first, best team goes last. And I have a story here. This is from Matt Miller, one of these NFL draft analysts. He writes for Bleacher Report. I follow him. I think he does a good job. This time of year, I'm always hungry for draft info. I like the rumors. I like the trade ideas. Move up, move down. High risers, stock rising, stock falling. You know, even though we're more than a month away from the draft, I get into it. I don't really watch the combine, but the tabloid stuff I like. I get into it. And this is right up my alley. This is right in my wheelhouse. This is from Matt Miller's scouting report for Bleacher Report. He starts off this section of his column by saying the following. The Carolina Panthers have a deal in place to trade offensive guard Trey Turner to the Chargers for Russell Okung, according to ESPN. Turner, a 26-year-old guard with 2 years left on his deal, is being sent straight up for a 31-year-old tackle. If the Panthers aren't intentionally tanking, they are unintentionally tanking. Miller goes on to say, something I've said for months is that many sources around the league think the Panthers will attempt to tank for Trevor Lawrence in the 2021 class. Moves like this one make it hard to imagine they're trying to win in 2020. We had tanking for Tua, now tanking for Trevor Lawrence. Played at Clemson. The Carolina Panthers trying to build a team to fail. And tanking is always a hot-button topic because of the mixed results, right? I mean, the Dolphins tried it, and then they stopped, and they went to Ryan Fitzpatrick, and it's always been true of Fitzpatrick. He's good enough to win you probably 5 or 6 games a year. He's also bad enough to lose you 8 or 9. And that's been his style his whole career, but he's not so incompetent, so inept, that if you have Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback, you're asking for like a 3-13 season. He's a hot and cold player. He's a mercurial quarterback. He might have a 2 or 3 game stretch where he plays like an MVP, and then he has a 2 or 3 game stretch where he's showing you that he's a backup. And so, you know, that attempt to just tear it down to the studs did not work in Miami. They're probably not going to end up with Tua. They're probably going to have to settle for a Justin Herbert or maybe Jordan Love if they want to reach on him, the quarterback from Utah State. But I want to talk about not so much the execution. I want to talk about the principle of it. Where you come down on teams that deliberately, intentionally lose because they think it's beneficial in the long run. You know, I think it's a bad look, the optics of a team, a professional sports team, that wants your money, that is charging you to go to games, that wants you to watch them. I think it's a bad look. I think it's bad optics that a team would try to lose, would throw in the towel on any season before it starts. However, and there's a but here, there absolutely is, that's not saying it's a bad idea. Because I can give you a couple of teams in the NFL that I think it would make absolute sense for them, based on their current situation, to say the hell with it. Let's go 2-14 this year and put ourselves in position to draft a quarterback who I believe, Trevor Lawrence, I would be surprised if he didn't win at least one Super Bowl. Now, you could say, Andrew, you know, there have been can't-miss prospects at the top of the draft. You know, Carolina picked Cam Newton number one overall after he won a Heisman and a national championship. And, yeah, he took him to his Super Bowl and won an MVP. But he has more losing seasons in Carolina than winning seasons. Andrew Luck went to Indianapolis, got injured too much, retired prematurely. Yeah, but then you also have guys like Peyton Manning, who were absolutely, if you could tank to get Peyton Manning and set yourself up with, what, a 5-time MVP award winner and a Super Bowl champion, you would do it. You would suffer for one season to have 14, 15 years of Peyton Manning. I know I would. And so maybe you think there's no such thing in the NFL as a can't-miss guy. I would tell you, when it comes to quarterback, the most important position, Trevor Lawrence is about as good as it gets. If Trevor Lawrence were in this draft, he would be the number one pick. I think he would go ahead of Joe Burrow. He should go ahead of Joe Burrow. And so I think there are situations where it absolutely makes sense. Now, if you're the Carolina Panthers, you're trying to instill a new culture, you bring in a new coach, you're paying him a ton of money, he's not a stopgap coach. If Matt Rhule shows up there and preaches, we got to do everything right to win, but really, secretly, he's trying to go 1-15, to me, those two things, I think the disconnect would be so strong there between the players and the coach. I don't think I would want a new coach with new ideas and a new philosophy to walk into a situation where his first assignment is to try to produce the worst football team possible. But I do think there are situations where it would work. For example, if I had a coach that I wasn't really sold on, who was in the last year of his contract or close to it, coming off a bad year on a team that really didn't have a good quarterback, then I think in those situations, it would absolutely make sense to tank and lose on purpose. When I say lose on purpose, I don't mean throw games. I don't mean point shaving. I mean, let's really not try that hard to put a good team out there this year. And so a lot has been made of what the Chargers are going to do. Are they going to, now that Rivers has been shown the door, are they going to bring in Tom Brady? Well, this is not what I believe. What I think is a better long-term plan for LA, okay, is to throw away this year. And that's not going to help you with fans in a new stadium. And the first season there, it's going to be slow and it's going to be ugly, just like it has been the last 2 years in that soccer stadium where there weren't a lot of fans showing up to games. And the ones that were rooting for the other team. But if you're going to do it, I say do it right. And Tom Brady with Anthony Lynn and an offensive coordinator that has no experience, no past dealings with Tom Brady, instead of rolling the dice for 2 or 3 years with a quarterback in his mid-40s and paying him like $35 million a year, if I'm the Chargers, why not throw Tyrod Taylor out there with Anthony Lynn, go 1-15 or 2-14 or whatever, pick Trevor Lawrence, and if you wanted a fresh start with a new coach to go with Lawrence after this year, then do it. And yeah, it's a year late. The stadium is opening this year, not next year. SoFi Stadium, it's opening in 2020 and not 2021. But so what? Tom Brady's there for 2 years. You get sold out crowds and you open up a window for winning for 2 years, but then it closes again. I'd rather stink for another year and then really in 2021 start fresh with a quarterback who right from the beginning, right from day one, is going to give you a chance to compete with Patrick Mahomes in that division. That is the obstacle. If you are in the AFC West right now, you got to find somebody that gives you a chance against Patrick Mahomes. It might be Tom Brady for 1 or 2 years. Trevor Lawrence gives you that chance for, I don't know, 15 years. And to be honest, I think the Chargers would even be at an advantage over the Chiefs in this respect. When Lawrence breaks in, they're paying him a rookie salary. And by the time he gets there, what's Patrick Mahomes going to be making? $50 million a year? So for a team like the Chargers, I think it makes sense to tank for Trevor Lawrence. If I'm Jacksonville, I'm stuck with Doug Marrone for another year. I don't actually think Gardner Minshew is a long-term option. I don't honestly believe that. You're Jacksonville. You're having a hard time selling tickets. I don't think a guy with a Fu Manchu is going to bring 60,000 fans to the stadium. I don't think he's going to be a great quarterback. I don't think he's the next Drew Brees. I don't see that in his future. I don't. So, you know, instead of that, I'd rather in Jacksonville, who cares? The fans aren't going to the games anyways. I'd rather go like 3-13, 2-14, and bring Trevor Lawrence in, and all of a sudden, like, there's legitimate hope for that organization. It's not we're going to, like, close our eyes and cringe with Blake Bortles at quarterback. It's not somebody else's leftovers and Nick Foles. It's not a quarterback that wears jean shorts. It's a star. I think it's complicated in Carolina because they hired a coach who's trying to bring in a winning philosophy. And I don't think that jives. I don't think there's any kind of synergy there. It would be a total lie if he stressed winning culture and then his first assignment is to go 1-15. As long as the draft is set up this way, I don't have a problem with teams tanking, do you? Because I actually think frustrated fans understand it. Yeah, You know, I'd rather do this than go 8-8. I'd rather, you know, really struggle and lose every week than try to put all our eggs into a 7-9 season, which gets you like the 12th pick in the draft. And you've got a special quarterback prospect coming out this year. So it was a big topic with Miami. It didn't work. Would you tank for Trevor Lawrence? Bleacher Report, Matt Miller, who's a really good draft analyst, says he thinks the Panthers are trying to tank for Trevor Lawrence. Is that a good idea, bad idea? Where do you come down on tanking? Do you believe in it? Should the NFL have a problem with it? As a fan, do you have an issue with it? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4227. Where do you come down on tanking? For it or against it? Would you have a problem with your team tanking for Trevor Lawrence? 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. I'm Andrew Filippone. Your call's next. The Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Andrew Filippone.
Coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios, millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Matt Miller, NFL draft analyst, says he has heard from sources that the Panthers will attempt to tank for Trevor Lawrence. So here we go again, from tank to Tua, to tank for Trevor. Good idea, bad idea, unethical, inbounds, out of bounds, your thoughts on tanking. There's a special quarterback at the top of the draft. What are your thoughts on teams allegedly setting up their plans for 2020 to quote unquote compete for the number one pick instead of trying to put the best possible team on the field for now? 855-212-4227. That number sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. Here is Jeff in Tennessee on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Andrew. How are you?
Hey, man.
Hey, yeah, the whole thought process on tanking, being an NFL fan, I don't agree with it. It is unethical. Because, you know, what if you're late in the year and let's say Lawrence is having the season of a lifetime and then all of a sudden that ACL ruptures? And again, you know, you still draft him. You still do this. Now, you know, hopefully it doesn't happen. You know, you don't want that to happen. He's a great player, but you know, again, just tanking for a single player, I just don't see anybody in that draft that I can definitively say, oh, he is going to absolutely turn everything around, you know?
What if your scouts told you that Trevor Lawrence was going to be the next Patrick Mahomes? You still wouldn't do it?
You know, I still wouldn't do it. Pat Mahomes is a great player, but it's high risk, high reward.
And what is the risk? Explain to me the risk.
You know, so the risk for me is if something were to happen to this guy and I'm tanking my season, I'm back at the drawing board. Who do I take?
Okay, well, then you just take the next best player, I guess. I don't know. You know, if there was a Tua Tagovailoa situation where Trevor Lawrence suffered a really bad injury, all right, well, you still have the number one pick in the draft. Is that the worst thing in the world? As long as the NFL is going to incentivize losing and guarantee the number one pick to the worst team in the league, if you thought there was a generational quarterback at the top of the draft, why not do it? If you already have a quarterback in place, if you've got a coach who like needs to instill a winning culture and you're invested in the coach, if you're not invested in the coach, like Jacksonville's not invested in Doug Marrone, why wouldn't they do it? You know, if the Colts did it, they've got Frank Reich there. He's already won. They've got Jacoby Brissett, and like instead, they're going to try to put a Band-Aid on their situation with Phillip Rivers this year? If I'm Indianapolis, I'd rather sink to the bottom of the league and bring in another all-time great quarterback, which is, that's the only way they've won there. Luck took them to the AFC Championship game, and Peyton Manning took them to Super Bowls. That blueprint works. So why gamble on a 38-year-old quarterback when you can go 2-14 and have your pick of the litter next year? Here's Ken in Detroit on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Ken.
Hey, Andrew. How are you today?
I'm well.
You know, a couple of things. I think this kind of thing goes on in all the major sports, and it's like that little hidden. Everybody knows what's happening. You can kind of see it with trades, whether it be effort, whether it be whatever the case may be. But yeah, I would say that the last caller kind of, or yeah, you actually mentioned it. It is unethical, and it doesn't necessarily always bode well. You know, as a Lions fan, we get these great drafts, you know, and we've seen that, you know, how that shows up, and they may not have been number one drafts, but we certainly, you know, have had our fair share of folks that have, you know, that we thought would contribute that ultimately didn't pan out. So at the end of the day, I think, you know, it's really a big question. Yeah, you can get a number one draft pick, but it doesn't hurt. That's a good thing, but at the same time.
I mean, I have to admit, I got to say this, though. I'm completely biased on it because I'm in Pittsburgh. If the Penguins don't tank in 1984 and deliberately throw the last, like, 20 games of that season to get Mario Lemieux, there's no team where I live with five Stanley Cups.
No, I get it. I see that. But I also see what happened, you know, with Edmonton, you know, when they got McDavid and all that. But again,
yeah, I think they're okay with that right now, don't you?
No, I see that. I understand. Here's my point, though. Isn't it when a team decides to do this, isn't it kind of a, number one, it is unethical. I don't think anybody can deny that. I think that that's based on its own merit. But also, is it not a slap in the face to the other players on that team?
Sure. But they're still getting paid. They still got a job to do.
It absolutely
is a slap in the face. But like, but you're in Detroit, right? Did you say you're in Detroit?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so like, how do Tigers players feel?
You know, who knows? I think, you know.
Right? They're on a team that's built to lose. There's no investment now to win. The idea is we're going to be good 2 or 3 years from now. So how is that any different?
By the way, and I'm watching that with the Red Wings right now. I'm watching the Red Wings do a complete rebuild. That's even a better case scenario than what's going on with the Tigers. I see it. I get it. And Stevie Y, everybody loves him here in Detroit. And there's absolutely no doubt in my mind Red Wings will be back. And he is systematically going through, and he's building it the right way. And in so doing, I mean, some of these players, he's evaluating the heck out of everything. And he's trying everything. And players are coming in. Players are going.
And think about this. If he had tried to do a half measure, and if the Red Wings had thrown a lot of money in free agency at guys because they thought it would be enough to take them from bad to average and they could get one of the last two playoff spots, okay, like that's an answer for 2020, but that's not a real plan to win long term. He's trying to do it right. And I see no difference between that. And I think in the NFL it makes more sense for this reason. If it's a quarterback, it can completely change your franchise. And unlike the NHL and NBA, if you finish dead last, you are guaranteed the top pick. If you're the Golden State Warriors right now in the NBA or the Cleveland Cavaliers and you're fighting for the last spot, there's no guarantee you get the first pick because of the lottery. And I'm not advocating that NFL teams do it every year. But don't you feel like Trevor Lawrence is an exception? I do. I think he's a special case. I think he's the best quarterback prospect to come along since Luck. I absolutely think that. And so that makes a team, in my opinion. If you get Trevor Lawrence, you become a contender every year for about the next 15 years. And like throwing away one season to get that, I would sign up for that. That's short-term pain for long-term gain, baby. I would sign up to be a fan of one of those teams that tanked for Trevor Lawrence. How about you? Bleacher Report, Matt Miller. Sources have told him. Sources around the league think the Panthers will attempt to tank for Trevor Lawrence. They'll try to get the 2021 number one pick to draft their next star quarterback. Where do you come down on tanking? For it? Against it? Agree with it? Disagree with it? 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. On Twitter, at CBS Sports Radio. I'm at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I.
You're listening to Andrew Filipponi.
You can listen on your smart speaker. Tell Alexa to play CBS Sports Radio. Also, Sirius XM Channel 206 for satellite subscribers. Bleacher Reports, Matt Miller, one of the best draft analysts, says he's heard that the Panthers could be on their way to tanking for Trevor Lawrence. Your thoughts on giving up on a season because there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow in the form of a great draft prospect. Intentionally not trying to put a winning team on the field. How does that hit you? What are your thoughts on that as an American football fan? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. I say as long as the NFL rewards the worst team in the league with the first pick, there are certain times where I think it makes sense to do everything you can to get that pick. And I believe Lawrence is one of those players. I think he's the type of quarterback you would deliberately tank for. Where do you come down on the issue of tanking? 855-212-4CBS. Here's Chad in San Diego. Hi, Chad. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How are you, bud?
Hey, man.
Good to see you. Is this Drew?
Yep, you're on.
Drew, hey, thanks for having me, man.
Sure.
First of all, I'm coming from San Diego. We are the mecca of lost opportunities. I think we're out there next to Cleveland, probably. But let me take you back 23 years to 1997, where Ryan Leaf was absolutely slain at Washington State University. Slain. 10 yards per pass completions, 10 yards average per attempt. And we draft him, and what happens? He absolutely falls out from underneath of us. And we have nothing to do. He is yelling at the fans. He's getting in fights with fans. It was a disaster. Then fast forward 6 years after that, we have Eli Manning and Archie come out to San Diego, even though we have the number one draft. And let me emphasize something. Sometimes you just don't have to tank. Sometimes you just suck. You know, you're just a terrible team.
Right.
And so we have Archie and Eli that come out to visit San Diego. They come out to visit Marty Schottenheimer and A.J. Smith, and they say, you know what? You guys don't have the protection for Eli. We don't want him playing here. At least I think that's how the story goes. There's a couple different ways of how people tell this story. But we don't.
So what's the moral of Chad's story here? What's the moral of the story here, Chad?
There are no guarantees at number one, my friend. There are no guarantees. Even Trevor Lawrence, there are no guarantees. And anybody that would tank an entire season to try to get Trevor Lawrence when he could pull a Ryan Leaf, or his dad could fly out and say, we don't want him playing for you and you're going to have to trade this and that. No way, sir. No way. I would play your game. And you know what? It's unfair to the actual fans that are paying money for those seats. And
I think if you pulled certain fan bases, like if you asked Jacksonville Jaguar fans, would you rather roll the dice with Gardner Minshew or be guaranteed Trevor Lawrence? I think they'd take 1-15 to get Lawrence.
No way. I'd take the
cash
all day long and play.
Okay.
Well,
when you're perennially 7-9, we'll see how much fun that is. Now, I think there are certain guys you do for. I think it's more, it's not taboo right now. I think that last caller, Chad's take, I think is in the minority. I don't think it's the popular opinion. I think if LeBron James came around today, teams would absolutely try to go like 11-71 to get him. To get themselves the best odds in the draft. To get themselves the best shot at getting a transcendent player. Yeah, not every great quarterback is the first pick in the draft. Russell Wilson was a third-round pick. Tom Brady was a sixth-round pick. But there's also guys that go number one overall who are that good, like John Elway or Peyton Manning. So if you don't see a short-term window to win, if you're looking at your team and you're like, based on the quarterback we have, there's a ceiling for how much winning we can do, I think you should at least consider tanking for Trevor Lawrence. 855-212-4227. Here's Brian in Pennsylvania. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you doing? I was supporting you until just now. You threw some big names out there, okay? Let's look at, first of all, I wouldn't do it, and here's why. Consistency. Whatever happened to drafting a quarterback or at any position and developing a player? Free agency ruined it. And here's a, you can't, nobody takes the time to develop a player anymore. As soon as one, two seasons happen, everybody's like, well, we're paying them millions. Well, yeah. If a team tanks and the players are still getting paid, that's theft. That's cheating. You can't justify that. But yet we bash teams for cheating to
win.
Well,
but what do you mean? Like, you can't justify that if you get – but you say you can't justify it. What if you get a player that is the driving force behind championships? Then it is justified.
How many bust versus successes have been drafted at number one?
That at quarterback?
ESPN is hyped. How many?
There's a lot. There's a ton.
just name a few. Eli. Well, I'll give you a few. Leinart. McCarron.
He wasn't a first. Neither one of those guys were number one picks.
Well, you're saying that it's not a guarantee. You have to develop a player. And Trevor Lawrence lacks two things to me. Size. He doesn't have the size.
You make him out like he's Kyler Murray. He's a big dude.
Man, I'm telling you, if a linebacker hits him, he is done. If he gets a good shot on,
if a linebacker gets a good shot on Tom Brady, he's done, Brian. He's not Atlas.
You wouldn't take experience over a rookie. It doesn't make sense.
Okay, so you'd rather have Mitch Trubisky than Trevor Lawrence?
You develop the player. That is what he is paid to do. That is, as a coach, what you are paid to do.
Is there a better chance? Who has the better chance? Wait, hold on, Brian. Brian, who has the better? I know, but who has the better chance of being a great player? The number one overall pick or the 100th pick in the draft?
Is there a guarantee that he would start to even begin with? We don't even know that.
What difference does that make?
What difference does that make? You're ruining that man's career. He could have went to another team to start. You tank your season.
Yep.
Pick this guy. He sits on. What is wrong with that? Did you really just say that?
I did. You assume that the guy's going to sit. That's not guaranteed.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me that if a losing team drafts at number one and that guy sits behind a starter most of his career, Curtis Painter being number one, he was good at Purdue. Mind you, I don't know.
Curtis Painter was like a six-round pick. What are you talking about? You're talking about guys that were like, you're bringing up Matt Leinart and A.J. McCarron. They were good college quarterbacks who teams didn't pick at the top of the draft. What was Matt Leinart, like the eighth or ninth pick? McCarron was, I think, a third or fourth round pick. I think a quarterback changes teams' fortunes. That's why they get paid so much. I don't know. I guess I'm crazy. But if I were a team without a quarterback, I would 100% sit through 2-14 if it gave me a future franchise quarterback or a guy that had the best chance of becoming one. To put Trevor Lawrence in the same sentence as guys like Curtis Painter, who isn't even like the best Purdue quarterback of the last 15 years, is hilarious. He just lost his first college game in the national championship. To me, he checks every single box. Every box. And as long as there aren't rules in place, as long as the NFL isn't taking steps to prevent tanking, I would do it. And deal with the temporary, if there is an outcry from fans, deal with it temporarily and then move on. And I think they'll get over it if they have a great quarterback. I think they'll forget about the tanking if they've got a transcendent quarterback. Here's Greg in North Carolina on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Greg.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So sure. I'm a Miami Dolphin. Okay. I've been a fan since like early 80s, and it's been a miserable past 25 years.
Yes, it has
last
been.
Last season was painful. I really didn't like the idea of tanking for Tua. I don't like the idea for tanking for any player based on what the previous caller said, is there's no guarantee. But I felt that the team was playing. There was what happened over the first half of the season wasn't just a tanking. They were burning everything down.
Sure.
I mean, they were getting everything possible of value and starting over. But mm-hmm. surprisingly, midway through the season, I mean, you could see the play on the field. This was a massive culture change.
Yeah.
I honestly haven't been more excited for my Dolphins, and it started midway through the season. I haven't been more excited for my Dolphins in a very long time. I'm not saying it's going to happen next season or the season after that, but I feel we are absolutely trending in the right direction. Sure, they were all saying tank for Tua, this, that. For all we know, the Dolphins are still going to get Tua, which I don't even know how I feel about
that. I don't think
that.
So, but maybe. It's possible.
I'm just saying it's a possibility, and I really hope they don't trade any of their draft picks to move up to get a player. Let me ask you this.
If I just gave you two options, and it was team that's more likely to win a championship in the next 10 years, okay? And it's the Miami Dolphins with Ryan Fitzpatrick or whatever team drafts Trevor Lawrence. Which team would you pick?
Oh, I definitely feel Trevor Lawrence is the future. I mean,
right. So, like, if you're not, I'm not saying to take a team that's like 10-6 and strip it down to 2-14. But if you're already not that good, why wouldn't you do it? If you're the Chargers, would you rather have Tom Brady for 2 years or suck for a year and then go out and try to get Trevor Lawrence? That's what I would do. And yeah, like there's bad optics and it's ugly and you're not trying to win. And the players on the team are going to get really ticked off about it and the coach is going to hate it. But if you clean house and start fresh the next year and that's the quarterback you have to build around, I like your long-term prospects. Tanking has worked in other sports. It really hasn't been implemented in the NFL. And I'm a little bit surprised by that because, yeah, teams go from worst to first in football all the time. But the quarterback is so important, and in this next draft, you have one who I think is considered one of the best ever coming out of college. So, you know where I stand on it. You want to continue the conversation, you can. On Twitter, at CBS Sports Radio. My personal Twitter is at The Pony Express. Pony spelled P-O-N-I, like my last name's ends, P-O-N-I, express spelled like it is in the dictionary. Coming up on many of these same stations, and by the way, if your local affiliate checks out, you can go to cbssportsradio.com, you can go to radio.com, that app, which is free to download for your iPhone, Android, or smartphone, SiriusXM channel 206 as well is a place to listen. To Jody Mack. We'll take you from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 to 3 Pacific. We'll be back next week, the same time slot on Selection Sunday. I can't wait. For Ryan, Greg, and everybody else, Billy back in New York, I'm Andrew Filippone. It's the Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.